Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We reached out and people canceled on us.
Yo, they told us no, straight up. I can't. I'm afraid of the mic. I can't do this. I'm
Yo, like, they did not want to do that topic for some reason. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we celebrate the 200 episode club.
Yeah.
We almost let this one go by unnoticed until a friend of the show shot me a message of congratulations. In today's episode, we will celebrate our milestone by sharing our intimate details behind some of our shows. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
We're hitting 200, baby.
200!
Well, we're over 200.
200 things, but actually we're exactly at 200 shows.
When you look at the podcast thing,
yeah, it's gonna be more.
It's 'cause it has the bonus episodes and things like that. So we put out 200 episodes, 201 or something like that, and then regular episodes. This would be 200.
Yes.
Yeah. And but the podcast catchers don't really.
It is
make
what it
a
is.
Difference.
It's all good.
But still, reason to celebrate.
You guys are still here.
Yeah. I'm still standing.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It feels good. How's it feel for you?
It's a little surreal.
Is it?
Yeah, because
it's gone by fast.
I've looked back and it's been years.
Yes.
We've been doing this for years.
4 years.
4 years.
Okay.
In November, it'll be
the fourth season coming into the fifth season.
Yes.
Wow.
It's crazy to think.
4 full years coming up.
And there've been a lot of changes, but not that many.
Yeah, I mean, this year has been the most change for us, period. Going into video.
Oh,
it's just,
video
it's,
people.
It's a lot of work.
Video
it's,
people. It's, let me warn you.
I told you about this. That was
no
the
idea.
Very first thing. So when we decided to do the show, me and Marlon were talking, and we were like, and he was like, well, should we do video? I go, no. I said, we're going to start the show in audio, okay? We're going to see that we like it. We're going to make, because I'm telling you, when it goes to video, it is going to add substantial amount more work and more headaches.
it's more work, more headache, more dimension, more consideration.
Yes.
Nothing you can't handle, but
no.
I think
but
it's...
We needed that. We needed that first 3 years of Mac. You know, we were figuring out audio. We would have gave up the show, I think, honestly, if we would have jumped into video off the rip.
We probably would have crashed and burned.
Yes.
If we did video right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we didn't, it would have served us better, but I think the audio alone gave us a work ethic that we can handle.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been too much with the video,
oh, yeah.
And we would have went down.
Exactly.
Because we had issues that we had to sort out really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a whack-a-mole situation.
Yeah.
Something came up, we whacked that down.
Something new came up.
Immediately. We didn't even have a chance to celebrate.
No.
Immediately there'd be another problem. And that was just the audio. It was incredible. And so I want to share with the audience today a bit of our process and our journey.
Okay.
Because what we're doing is giving a look behind the curtain of the restaurant. So we can blend the both of them with a little bit behind the scenes with
the show
as well, with the podcast. I have people who say, oh, I always wanted to do a podcast, or I'm going to start a podcast. And I'm very encouraging.
Yeah.
Because you kind of just have to do it.
Yeah, it's one of those kind of things.
It's nothing like you planned. It's not going to turn out the way you planned,
first of all.
You know? Everybody's starting a podcast. There's a lot of celebrities who start a podcast. But once you get by 10, 15, 20, I'm assuming about 25 episodes, then you have something.
Yeah.
Because a lot of places, like if you look, do this. Go to your podcast player, catcher, whatever you want.
Look.
And just start looking up podcasts.
And see how many people actually really have. There's an abundance of them out there, but how many episodes?
Yes.
How many are still around?
Yes.
Me and Marlon look up other people's podcast, like in our
all
industry.
All the time.
And we're like, oh, wait, they haven't had an episode in months. Or they haven't had an episode in years.
Yes.
Are they still out there? No, they're gone.
Or the telltale sign, you see like the frequency.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like once a month, once every whatever, and then all of a sudden it's just like...
Then it's gone.
Yeah. And we've been doing this. We have not missed a week yet.
Nope.
And it's been dicey. There's been times when we've been late.
We've been looking to like, ooh.
Yes.
But it always comes out.
It always comes out. And we're happy to do it.
Yes.
Because we do have people who contact us, and it gives us, you know, it gives us wings.
Absolutely.
Because they let us know that... It helps them through whatever they're doing, you know, helps them through their shifts. It helps them through their day. It helps them through, you know, deciding what to do and gives them something to laugh about.
Absolutely.
And we basically laugh because we have no choice. You know, it's just like it's one of those things. And for those of you who are curious about that, I have in my intention in the short, not so distant future, to put a series out on social media, whether it's TikTok and Instagram, I'll do both, on podcasting, what we have to do, what you have to do. And so stay tuned for that. So tell me about some of your memories of the last, let's say, the last 100 episodes. We could say that.
Okay.
Because we celebrated 1 through 100.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate 100 to 200.
Oh, memories?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's memorable to you? What sticks? What has stuck out to you? Okay, I'll help you. Share with us, and I don't even have this one written down. We had an episode that almost did not air.
I knew you were going to say
and
that.
And so we can't really give you the details of why, but we can give you the details. Like, we can talk around it.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Oh, that was stressful. Because in my mind...
Way? In what way?
Because in my mind, it was probably one of our best productions ever made.
Okay.
And... and I knew it should come out a certain way, and me and Marlon were back and forth about it, and it came out.
Okay, so what happened... What had happened was we did a show with a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not going to say who or what show, whatever it was. We did a show with a guest, and it was a genuine moment of tension.
Yes.
And
that's, to me, was the gold.
Yes, it is the gold. That's to everybody the gold.
Yeah.
But it would have painted a light that was uncertain of how it was going to land.
True.
And so we're not in this... to make
anybody look bad, no.
Guests feel uncomfortable. Not even look bad, feel uncomfortable. Because to me, when we don't have a lot of guests on, and that's by design.
Design, yeah.
Because when I approach a guest, I want them to know that they are special. They're not just another guest.
No, they're special.
At least,
yes.
Thank you. They're special to us. We want to know what you want to say. Otherwise than that, it's just me and Dan. And those of you who watch the show know that. Now, I consider each episode that we have a guest as a gift to that guest.
Absolutely.
They can show off, hey, I was on this podcast, check me out, whatever, and I want to do the best for them. It's I don't like using the word stressful, but there's a lot of weight that goes along with producing something because you never know how it's going to go.
You never know how it's going to go.
You don't know if they're going to answer the question.
If they're going to beat around it, if they're going to talk, if they're going to, you know, extenuate and go on like a run-on sentence, it's very hard to see if they're going to be direct with it and how to bring them back so we can get to the point of the question.
Yes. Or are they going to be engaging?
Yeah.
Are they going to be interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another reason why I don't particularly want a lot of guests because that could be a failing of mine.
Because once you find the formula, you're like happy with it. I think that's why we let certain guests on more times than
others. Yes, yes. Because listen, once we like you,
yeah,
that's it. Now, that's to say that we don't like certain guests. It means that they're not accessible to us in a way that will give us the information for the show that we're doing.
Exactly.
So like the one-time guest, it just happened to be a one-time guest. That's yeah. okay because
which is great.
It was for that specific yeah. reason. And we have other guests on because multiple times because they have more to do with
what we're talking about.
We have a list of shows, mm-hmm. Like a list of shows, stuff we did, stuff we're going to do, whatever. And we find a guest for each show.
Yeah.
It's not the other way around. Anyway, get back to the point. This guest was not happy about it. Not happy. He left it up to us, but I would never, ever do that. So it was stressful because this is D-Day. This is the day that we're supposed to, the show's produced.
It's produced.
The show was produced.
I thought it was gorgeous. Okay.
what are we going to do?
Yeah.
So we ended up recording a podcast, mm-hmm. producing it on was it the same day?
The same day.
Just to put something out.
Then we went ahead and published the show after the fact. But.
Well, we cut it tremendously.
Cut it tremendously.
We cut around that bad boy big time, which takes a lot to do because when you have a flow and you cut too much, people are going to miss
yes.
a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And so I know you in particular, you were not happy.
I called Marla. I said, you should work for a politician. Okay. After he did the show, I go, because you just, I mean, you made it work is my exact words. I said, you made it work. I was like, man.
it was fortunate because yes. the show itself
was still, had it was, so and, much it was, meat and it was to a really it. Good show.
But that part, ooh, oh, it was so juicy.
It was so juicy.
It was juicy.
It was the juice.
It was the juice. It was the juice because can you think of another show that was that?
No, that was it. I mean, that was, you know, like I told you, that was in my head. That was the...
Yeah,
this is the one for us. Yeah. I remember when I made the show and I gave it to you. I go, yo, I was extremely proud of this show when I handed it over to Marla.
You had the tongues. It was so hot.
Yeah, you it was like, hot. Oh, it was fresh off the press show. if I was an editor at a major newspaper, okay, there would have been no way you would have stopped my integrity on that one. Okay.
Yeah, that's it was. It was a good show, but it was, that was.
Yes, that was one of those ones that definitely stands out in our mind.
Yes, it does stand out. And another thing that's interesting that I think to tell people about podcasting is very early on, you lean on your contemporaries. You mm-hmm. lean on your circles of influence.
Yeah.
However, our circles of influence have no fucking idea what a podcast is.
True.
Our contemporaries are clueless for the most part.
For the most part.
Because we're of a certain age where people understand radio, they understand television, and a little bit they understand, mm-hmm. not I don't want to say a little bit, they understand the internet.
Yes.
Podcasts exist in its own
universe.
It's yeah. its own island.
It is.
Okay? And you don't...
The first question I ask people... Because I actually, this weekend alone, I probably put like 10 people onto the podcast. Mm-hmm. And the first question I ask them, I go, hey, do you listen to podcasts? You know, once I find it, if I find them intriguing to talk to, or, you know, if they're, you know, connecting with me on a certain level, especially at work.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, hey, do you listen to podcasts? And that is, and if they say yes, I am automatically putting them onto the show.
Okay, so that is because they've been to that island.
Yes.
They know how to get to that island.
Exactly.
They're either taking a plane, swimming across, mm-hmm. taking a boat. But if for the uninitiated...
Oh, it's hard.
Oh, it's man. So hard. Try getting somebody on a podcast that don't even know where it is, what to do, how to listen, why mm-hmm. listen, how you interact with it. And that's a legitimate issue.
I mean, and for the first... You know, this is one of the reasons why we're also on YouTube. For the first couple of years, they're like, oh, are you guys on YouTube? We're like, no. You know, so I mean, it was, and I don't even what's the word I'm looking for? Situate YouTube with podcasts to me though. It makes, but I guess everybody just looks at YouTube right now for anything, whether it's audio or not.
True. There are people who listen, they consume primarily people that do YouTube Premium. They listen to podcasts on YouTube and things like that. But the production genuinely has YouTube in mind first and then the audio portion second. We came from the audio first and then the YouTube second.
Yeah.
So when I'm talking into this mic and producing, I'm very unaware that we're going to be on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's secondary.
And when we were talking about it, I still want us to have that audio presence because I felt like that's where we came from. And, you know, in our mind, we're radio people.
Yes.
This is not made for television, but we're here for you guys.
And so, you know, we put some pants on.
Yeah.
You know, actually shaved up. And,
yep. Cleaned up a little bit.
Cleaned up a little bit and put this on. And that's another dimension that audio. Well, we'll move on from that. However, to make my point, our contemporaries don't get to Podcast Island very easily.
No.
Because they don't know what to do with it, where to get it, because it lives in a technological space.
Mm-hmm.
It lives in an app on your phone, mm-hmm, for the most part.
Yes. And so, you either have to have that app or you have to go download that app or all the above.
And you need to be familiar with it.
Absolutely.
You know, to us, it's not that hard because, you know, we're technologically savvy.
Yes, we are. And a lot of people are like, you know, what I find people like, a lot of people listen to Spotify now, which is great. And then so, you know, Apple's kind of tricky because Apple has its own podcast app.
Yes.
Okay, which is separate from Apple Music. So even if you're, you know, tech savvy and you have Apple Music, you're like, well, no, you got to get the other app. Comes with the phone, which is fine, but.
Yes, you have to want to get to the app. You have to want to get to
You know, that's
that.
Why I love like Spotify or Pandora, which we're on both.
Yes.
So if you people listen to your music or stuff like that on that, you can definitely listen to the podcast on that as well.
There's hardly anywhere that you are that we're not.
True.
And but I'm talking about you get people who listen to or watch the
YouTubes. I mean, not YouTube,
the teaser clips.
What are they on though? Not on YouTube.
Facebook?
Facebook.
Yes.
People say, I hear your show all the time on Facebook. And me and Marlon look at it like, what are you talking about? You heard 30 minutes, 30 seconds of the show?
Now, you can listen to, Facebook has a podcast player.
Okay.
But that's not what they're doing.
No.
They're consuming our clips,
yeah,
our shorts, less than a minute, less than 30 seconds, and think that's the whole thing.
The show, yeah. They're that's not it, baby.
That's just a sliver.
Yeah, that's a slice. That was the teaser.
That's a taste.
Yeah,
come on now.
That was the shot we gave you as you bought the bottle.
Exactly. And so I understand that my family, my friends may not be my best audience.
No, true.
And so once you understand that you really don't necessarily lean on that, You just push forward. You push forward. Absolutely. Hundreds of episodes now.
Mm-hmm.
The question still remains. What behind the scenes would you like to share in particular? While you think about it, one of my favorites is the food draft show with Mateo.
The first one. That was classic.
We have, and so we have to line up another one coming up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's coming up?
Yes.
So who are we getting on this time?
I'm not sure. I haven't thought about it. But that one, my challenge then was we have a list of foods that we make a plate and then we get judged on the plates that we...
That was awesome, though.
It's a food draft. So once that's off the board...
It's off the board, baby.
It's off the board. No one else can take it. Low key, it's a little embarrassing to admit to people that you eat like a child. You know what I mean? You're not putting a complete plate together. I eat less and less meat, so then I'm just putting stuff, you know, on a plate. And that doesn't make for a good plate to get voted on. So I got to be lying and say I'm going to put turkey. When I eat meat, I'm not eating turkey.
No. Well, so be yourself. F- Find it. Get in there. You got that prime rib on there.
I'm trying to win.
It's not about, but in the end, remember, it's not about what you have on the plate. It's how you sell that plate to us.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're right about that.
Because I've had less and done more. And then Bill sold us a good of bills that were... And we almost had to, he talked us out of our own plates.
Listen, that man, he sells.
Yeah.
He knows how to get his way. He knows how to get things done. And we're in some fantasy drafts with him and should have never invited him on the show. Because he's a wizard.
He is, yo. He is the sneaky
ninja. He makes you want
master.
Stuff that you didn't know you wanted.
Yo, I was like, wait, where did that even come from?
Yeah.
He's throwing flex options out there.
Exactly. another challenging episode that we had to pull off. I don't know if you remember this. We had a list, and then we did a part one of dating in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, you know, we need to have...
Actually, you know one of my most challenging episodes? Go ahead.
I'm in the middle of talking.
Go ahead, shut up. It came to me finally. It clicked.
Write it down, Sideshow.
No, I got it. Don't worry about it.
And so we decided that we were just one voice, two dudes,
yeah,
talking about this topic. It would be nice to get a female's perspective, yeah, on dating in the restaurant. No one wanted to do it.
It was so hard.
No one wanted to do it. To this day, we haven't filled that spot.
Hey, ladies out there.
Not just any lady. We just got through telling we need special people.
We need special people. If you feel like you're special, reach out to Marlon, okay, on IG, and let's get this show done.
Listen, no one wanted to do it.
We were thinking of names. We were thinking about...
We reached out, and people canceled on us.
Yo, they told us no, straight up. I can't. I'm afraid of the mic. I can't do this. I'm
yo,
like,
they did not want to do that topic for some reason. I don't know if they didn't want to admit things or it was too personal for them. One of them I knew, and it was too hard because that was my ex. I was like, yo, it's personal, you know? Just to give you some context of how real it is.
Yeah.
Because you work with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Women, men, there is going to be personal relationships.
Absolutely.
At work.
Yeah.
And we needed that counterbalance. But boy, I didn't think it would have been hard to...
It was hard.
Yeah.
It's still hard. Obviously, we didn't get it done yet.
We did not get... I think we recorded, but we did not record it the way that we wanted.
No. Yeah, no. Did we ever do that? We never did the female version of that show.
No, we didn't do the female version. Oh, no. We just did the part two to it.
Oh, well, we need to do the female version.
Yes. We need the woman's perspective on... Because they have, what I really want is, guys will, men will hit on a woman, a female waitress, a bartender in a second,
mm-hmm,
okay? So they're used to poking them back.
Yeah.
Now, what you don't realize is that when you're a man, so that's from the women that work in the restaurant. Then there's the dynamic of the woman who is at home, who's not in the restaurant business, that works.
Yes.
With
the man.
The man. And
or vice versa.
That dude's got choices too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's got a lot of people coming to that door, a lot of women that he works with.
Yes.
Okay. Remember, where were we and we almost got that couple from behind the bar? Were we in Atlanta?
Yeah. Was it Atlanta?
We were somewhere. and there was a couple behind the bar, and
it might have been
Atlanta. We need to talk.
It might have been Atlanta. Where was it?
Because they were together, and I think they moved in together and stuff.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
Exactly.
We were somewhere.
Yeah. We were on one of our trips.
One of our trips. It might have been. It could have been Orlando. It could have been somewhere. But
it was either Atlanta or Orlando.
Yeah. But we're wildly fascinated by the human aspect of that. So,
I was
talking while you were interrupting.
No, exactly. So my brain clicked in, and remember the episode with the firing episode where we had the two guests?
Yes.
Okay. That was probably the hardest episode. Thank God that wasn't video. Okay, that was audio, and that was one of the hardest episodes for me to edit ever, because it was a run-on sentence for a few times, and like getting in and out of that thing was.
Both part one and part two were both long-winded.
Oh,
was it? It was part one and part two, or yeah. We did them on the same show.
No, we gave them their own show. I'm pretty sure.
I thought so.
Yeah.
The I Quit episodes, yeah.
Yeah, was two shows.
It was two shows. And so
did we talk about the thing and then we had them on
after?
Yes.
Our part one didn't have the guest. Part two had the guest.
Yes.
Two of the most long-winded, not answering questions people.
They were talking around it the whole time, yo.
It had to been... Over, you probably edited over an hour worth of stuff down to, 40, 50 minutes.
Yes.
It was rough.
It was well over an hour. I think the show itself originally was an hour and a half, okay? And we brought it down to like 45 minutes. So literally cutting half of a show.
Yeah. I remember that. That was a good show.
It was a good show.
Check that show out. I mean, great stories once you got to it.
Yeah. No, that was, we were pulling teeth to get to that story.
Yes.
It was like 20 minutes of just talking around the situation. Okay. And then we got to, I remember we cheered almost like, yes, that is what we wanted. That is it right there.
Finally, you answered the question. Finally. So when you mentioned it was challenging to edit, what was the challenge for you?
Because for us, we do a very natural show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the time I'm just editing sounds. Or, like little things, nuances that make the workflow just not sound well. Or, that take away from the show itself. With that, it was real, like, going in there and taking away. And, like, we're used to taking away smaller clips just, to fill time, but mm-hmm. nothing crazy. Not a half a show's worth. And then when I do a show, when I'm editing, I listen to the show multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Hour show is 3 hours just listening without the editing.
Exactly. So, exactly. And this is just audio at the time. With video, I'm doubling up on that time.
Yeah. Okay? So I'll share with you out there a bit of our process. We record, then we upload to our drive mm-hmm. that we share. There's some amount of physical moving of drives as well. Fortunately, Danny does not live far from me, but say 10 minutes at the worst. Okay. After that, he works on the upcoming shows, and then he sends it to me. He edits for everything. I only edit for aesthetics and content. You know, because there's some things that I want to have the final say on. And so he allows me to do that. And then I publish the show and then it rinse repeats every single
week.
And so I can imagine how challenging it is for you to do that. Now, another miracle that we had to pull off was, oddly enough, Restaurant Technology, that show. We wanted to
remember? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. We did a phone interview, and not everyone has the time to come in when we're available or at all to come into the studio. So we will either do the show on the phone or do the show on Zoom or what's that, FM?
Riverside?
Riverside.
That was really good, actually. Okay. That was really good.
But no matter how you slice it, there are pitfalls mm-hmm. on each one of them.
Absolutely. There's always something that comes up.
There's always something
that can
come up.
Even in the studio now, we're having, obviously, we're down a camera.
Yes, we're down. We're down a camera. We had to fire a camera. And so the audio was completely garbage on just his line. Just his line.
Which is super stressful.
It sounded like he was scuba diving.
Yes. Underwater. Darth Vader. A member of the Vader. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes. And so it was really heartbreaking because you take the time to set up the show, prep the show, the person comes, and then, well, it was on the phone. They made time for you.
You go through the whole show, you do your thing.
They're relying on you to be professional and get the stuff all done. And so we end up having to take the audio. Thank God we had a backup.
Yes.
And so we were able to salvage that. There was one time where we had to record a show all over.
Twice.
Nah, the one with, what's her name? It was food something, food habits or something like that. We recorded twice. But anyway, you were...
So and one of our initial issues, probably first season. I think we had it all squashed away by the end of the first season.
Yeah, it was before episode 100 for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was definitely in the first season. We had this recurring audio instance that I used to call the Vader.
Yeah, there were some hollow hisses that would show up phantomly. And we didn't really know how to solve the problem because...
It took us time.
It took us a lot of time, but I think we ended up... Didn't we end up just changing audio interfaces?
Yes, that's when we got this bad boy.
Yeah, we ended up changing audio interfaces and...
And it fixed the problem.
And it fixed the problem, but we couldn't even diagnose. We didn't even know what we were doing wrong.
Yeah, we were back and forth. And now we were like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I mean, getting the audio to sound the way that you want it to sound consistently can be very, very challenging. And that's one of the reasons why our studio is the way it is. Our goal is to have a studio where we don't have to take anything down.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's the point of a studio, to have a controlled environment and have it be set up the way that you want it to be set up.
Absolutely.
All the way through. Now, one of our wildest guests was Moose of Wall Street.
That's my man.
Great energy.
That's my man.
Crazy stories. And was very forthcoming with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
He didn't care about how it looked for him. He really wanted to give our audience.
Moose.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Moose.
Big shout out to Moose. It was one of our best episodes as well.
Great show.
So we got to follow up with him because he no longer works with me.
Yeah, we got to touch base with the kid.
Yeah.
Is he somewhere else?
I have his number. I could reach out to him for sure.
Moose.
Also reaching out, we connect with the ladies from Sidework Podcast often. And was it the last one that we did was our candy?
No, that was good.
Our candy draft.
Candy
draft. It wasn't a draft.
It was kind of like a draft, though.
It was kind of like a draft.
It was kind of like the draft, but it was a little bit different.
And that we did around Halloween.
Yeah.
I wonder if we should do another. No. That was too perfect.
That was good.
Yeah, they're funny. If you've never seen their show, it's called the Sidework Podcast, and those two ladies are
great.
Yeah, very different show.
They're a little more news based. They do a lot of stuff.
I wouldn't say they're more news based, but they're more. It's a show.
Yeah,
it's like a production of. They have segments and things
like
that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
We come on and we start talking.
Yeah,
and so it's very refreshing. And another thing that we don't do a lot of is that we want to do is be on other shows as well. Our time is,
limited, to say the least.
So I've had people that just, I want to be on the show. But to me, there has to be
the right fit.
It has to be a right fit. Yeah. It has to be alignment. I want to bring value to whatever show
I'm
on.
Yeah, we want to bring value to you, to the listeners out there.
Yes.
And we also want to grow the community as a whole. So we want to be able to give back and gain at the same time.
Correct. And for me, one of my favorite things about the show is our little bonus episode called Shift Drinks.
Love Shift Drinks.
It the whole show could be Shift Drinks, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's not very stressful because...
Easy for me to edit.
And I say not stress. The biggest thing is we pretty much go in blind.
Yeah.
It's like guerrilla marketing.
Mm-hmm.
We go in blind and... It's not like a restaurant has a spot for us.
No, we go live to a restaurant.
We find a spot.
Yeah,
like when we're in Vegas,
use the ambient sounds. We love it. It's great.
Yes, we find a corner, and so there's no video. When we were in Vegas and we did a Shift Drinks, we were in the lobby of a hotel casino. Yeah. On a ledge.
Yeah.
It was a ledge. It wasn't even a table.
Mm-mm.
And we set up and we made it work. I think, were we standing?
No, they had little bar seats.
Yeah, we had bar stools.
Yeah.
Okay. So Shift Drinks ends
but
up being...
But there's easily, I mean, other people that were around us, they were standing and people were looking at us.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? It was really cool.
But I don't even notice them because you're so,
you're into each other. You're into the three, Shift Drinks is always guest-based. And
yes,
I think we only did one show without a guest, right? One Shift Drinks? Maybe one, if it was two, then that's pushing it.
We're usually guest based because
yeah.
You get us all the time. So we don't want to have another episode of just us.
Yeah.
We want to give you a dimension of someone else's perspective
on their shift, how it went.
Correct.
And it's great. It's in and out. It's a quick show.
It's a quick show.
15, 20 minutes max.
20 minutes tip top. It's usually going to hit about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You hear the din of wherever we are, whether it's a bar or a restaurant. And our first Shift Drinks was unusable.
Yeah.
It was way loud. And that one is on Patreon.
Yeah.
Because it was, I mean, a band was playing. So we should have gone into a corner because, you know.
The key is to be somewhere live, but also be away from the true craziness.
Yeah, because you wanna produce a show.
Yeah.
you wanna be able to hear
us on the mic.
Correct. And so that's one of my favorite things. So before we let you go, anything else you wanna
I think we addressed all the craziness.
What about the airport show with Tony Orlando? That was another favorite.
That was a great show. And we might need to get him back on the show or just another airport style show because I've been, you know, we actually got a reader. Remember the reader who just sent you the email recently?
Yes.
Works in the airport, and we were talking about that.
Jennifer.
Yes. Yeah. So I really enjoy that end of it. Maybe a bartender's perspective that works in the airport because he's a server.
Yeah.
We actually know somebody now that's in the airport. They've been for over a year now, so maybe we can get them on the show.
Okay.
And they've actually been on the show before.
Interesting.
Good roundtable.
I'll let you go on this. You know, it is called The Modern Waiter Podcast, but, you know, I'm grateful because there was one show that Danny missed. And I looked at him as like, listen, don't ever do this again. Because the tone of the show changes with just me.
Yeah.
You know? And so you bring balance, you bring energy, you do the bulk of the work, you know, with editing and things like that. So that's a lot of hours, you know, you put people onto the show, so you do a fair amount of promoting. And so I want to give you some appreciation, recognition, and thanks.
Oh, thank you.
For sure. It's not unnoticed. I know I say it, but I want to say it and acknowledge it for sure. So thank you so much. And thank you out there, audience. You know, we are growing and we do appreciate you.
We love you guys.
And so, you know, for those of you who have not yet either written a review, you know, press subscribe on the YouTubes or the podcast app. It does help out.
Mm-hmm.
It takes just 2 seconds for you to do that. Even, you know, rate us, review us.
Yeah, give us ideas where to come visit you at because we're going back in the season and then we're coming back out of season. We will have a little time to travel and we need some new places to go to.
You mean money?
Yeah, we need to make money. So we go visit other places.
Yeah, we're constantly traveling and we're doing all the things. So we can visit your city. I'm not going to guarantee that we're going to put you on the show, but as we make connections and, you know, bring value to people, that's how we find our show topics and subsequently guests for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So reach out for us, comment. You could comment on us on YouTube, and we're grateful to have you. And don't miss out on that chance to do that, because we do recognize it. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villa. Scrap, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. Make a little change while I'm making little changes. First on my list, I had to do my own arrangements. Cut out the middleman cats that be faking. Fucking me over, taking beats they was making. I thank God that our fans got patience. Truly yours, Vincent Vega. Thanks for waiting. It's been a long time. We should have left.